Here, let's see what we got here.
What are you doing?
I'm Uncle Phillips. There goes again.
Yeah, still the commercials?
Tonight's breathtaking tale is called Attack of the Giant Chicken Bugs.
Yeah, that's too scary.
Can it clean a dirty mirror?
My age, a dirty mirror is a good thing. Hot diggity, my favorite program.
Get ready for the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show! The best in Christian comedy skits and songs, all under the same hoof.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Jolly good show!
Hello and welcome back to another smile-inducing episode of the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show. I'm your host, Fred Passmore, bringing you the best and only the best of clean comedy by Christian comedians. Sometimes I like to share certain emails with you that I get from other listeners, and this fits the bill. It reads in part, "Hi Fred, my name is Dion, and I live on the beautiful Caribbean island of Barbados. I found your site while trying to find free Christian podcasts so that I could listen on my iPod. When I found your site, it really blessed my heart. From the first time I listened to the show, I was hooked. So much so that I have to explain to people that I'm not crazy when they see or hear me laughing at something a comedian said. I encourage you to keep the show going, and I pray that God blesses you. I'm trying to catch up now. I'm at episode 40, and I'm definitely going to spread the word to my friends here in Barbados. God bless, Dion." Thanks, Dion, for the email and for spreading the word. Lately, I've been encouraging listeners to join the Share Some Smiles campaign, which is burning CDs of the programs from the website and sharing them with others. That's a whole lot more effective than just telling them about it. So join in and pass the laughs around as they're... Whoa! Jeremiah? What are you doing?
Well, Mr. Fred, that's kind of obvious, ain't it? I'm emptying your trash can like I always do.
I know, but you didn't let me know you were coming in. You were just there all of a sudden.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking into your mic-y phone, and I didn't want to bother you like I does sometimes. So I just come in real quiet-like and got your can. I figured I could get it without saying anything, but I sure didn't mean to startle you, son.
Well, no harm done, but next time give me some warning, please.
I'll have to remember that. Seems like I'm forgetting more than folks tell me nowadays. It's kind of like what happened to a farmer that was milking his cow. He was just starting to get a good rhythm going when a bug flew into the barn and started circling his head. Well, suddenly the bug flew into the cow's ear. The farmer didn't think much about it, though, until the bug squirted out into his bucket. It went in one ear and out the udder. Get it? Udder.
Yeah, I get it. That's a good one.
Mine handed me your trash can there, son.
You already got it.
Well, danged if and I didn't. I declare, that just goes to show you how my memory is slipping lately. I swan. I'd forget my name if it weren't sewn inside my long johns.
Well, I don't suppose you can recall any good stories for us this week?
Well, now, son, I got some memory like an elephant when it comes to that. Tain't no danger of me forgetting them. Seems there was a fiery young preacher who came upon a farmer working in his field. Well, the preacher was concerned about the farmer's soul, so he said to him, "Are you laboring in the vineyard of the Lord, my good man?" And the farmer didn't even look up at the preacher. Just kept right on working and said, "No, these are sowing beans." And the preacher said, "You don't understand. Are you a Christian?" The farmer still kept right on with his work and said, "Nope, my name's Jones. You must be looking for Jim Christian. He lives about a mile south of here." Well, the preacher didn't give up, so he said, "Are you lost?" And the farmer said, "No, I've lived here all my life." Well, by now, that preacher was really frustrated, so he said, "Are you prepared for the resurrection?" Well, that seemed to get the farmer's attention, and he said, "When's it gonna be?" Well, the preacher thought he was finally getting somewhere with the farmer, so he kind of lit up and said, "It could be today, tomorrow, or the next day." Well, that old farmer took a handkerchief out of his pocket, wiped his brow, and said, "Well, don't mention it to my wife. She don't get out much, and she'll want to go all 3 days." Well, I suppose that farmer didn't understand preacher talk. You know, sometimes we use words and church talk that other folks just ain't a-catching on to. Reckon we ought to speak plain when we're a-telling them about what the good Lord can do for them.
Wow, that's deep, Jeremiah. You're a wise man. Thanks for the joke and the thought.
You're mighty welcome, son. Well, I'd best mosey on before I forget where I was going next. Let's see. That's, no, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I'm a-meeting Obadiah down at the pigsty to dig for some fishing worms. I'll see you next time, Mr. Fred.
All right, have a good time. You know, if you enjoy listening to comedy and would like to do it yourself, you can. For free comedy and drama scripts for you or your drama team to perform, go to www.christianskitscripts.com. Plus, you'll find soundtrack CDs you can purchase to enhance your performance of the skits. It's do-it-yourself Christian comedy at christianskitscripts.com. What are you laughing at? You're listening to the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show, punk. Do you feel lucky?
We interrupt this program to bring you this special audio presentation from the Voice Closet.
Wow, I tell you, these guys really have some great items on their menu.
They're fast, too.
What do you usually get?
I usually get a gourmet hot dog wrap, but today I'm thinking Slurpee.
Slurpee?
Yeah, Slurpee.
I know, man, they always give me a brain freeze.
I'm thinking that's just a myth. I never get a brain freeze.
Never?
Never.
Never? Not even once?
Never.
Never? That's peculiar.
Well, I'm going to order. What do you want?
I can just hit the button. I'll order for myself.
Okay.
Well, okay, I think I'll take a chimichanga fry and calamari on a stick, hold the tartar sauce.
What did he say?
Something about needing a haircut.
Well, all right then. I'll take a grilled roast beef and cheddar Slurpee, extra cold.
You, my friend, are living wild. Yep, that'll do it.
Well, it'll be $8.25.
Whoa, that was fast.
Here you go, keep the change. Wow, 12 cents. Thanks. Oh, boy. Yeah, this looks good right here.
Remember, brain freeze now. Be careful.
I keep telling you, I don't get a brain freeze.
I love this calamari. Tastes just like squid. I told you. Didn't I tell you? Brain freeze. Try pushing your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Someone said that'll make it go away.
Bad decisions. Others make them. God doesn't.
Giving a lift to your left lines. The Voice Closet with Glenn Haskell. So much to say, so many ways to say it.
Well, I'd like to share some good news concerning Glenn Haskell, whom, as we just heard, contributes regularly to the program. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters selected Glenn as 2008 Air Personality of the Year. He also took top honors in Editorial of the Year, PSA of the Year, and Sportscast of the Year. Wow, I knew he was good when I asked him to be a contributor, but I'm even more proud to have him on the program now, and especially as a friend. Congratulations, Glenn Haskell. Darren Streblow of Nashville, Tennessee is beyond funny, which is a good thing since his CD is named that, and it's not false advertising. Here he is with a track from it that talks about his past radio work and why he's not doing it now.
Didn't always do comedy, though. I used to do fast food, and I think the drive-through is... Well, it's evil, because people do really unusual things there. There's a whole psychology that works differently for men and women. Men, when they order in the drive-thru, can't see the person who they're talking to, and I think that's intimidating for a man. So he feels the need to shout. Apparently, that's what he needs. You ever see that? You ever been in the back seat when dad does that? Drives up.
Hey! Burger, fry, Coke!
Have you ever been on the inside when someone does that? I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch a word you said. He goes... Could you just pull up to the stupid window? We had our own way of dealing with that, you know. They'd drive up, we'd open the little window, grab their food.
Here's your food! Do you want ketchup or salt?
We weren't firm believers in repeat business. I'm very glad women didn't operate that way. Wouldn't that have been awful, ordering that way? I want a burger! A fry! Ah! But you ladies with children have to name everybody in the car. Why? They don't care. Billy will have the burger. The fry, the Coke. Denise, our second grader, she's in soccer. She has a friend named Sylvia. They talk all the time. She'll have the chicken nuggets. And little Jonathan, who just got out of diapers. Oh, it's so nice. No more stinky. He'll be having kids' meal. We'll be like, thank you, ma'am. JP, our burger flipper, will be preparing your meal. Wendy, our employee of the month, will be salting your fries. My name is Darren. I'm 16. I'll be screwing up your order today. That's right, on purpose. I'm here to help. So I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore. Not doing radio anymore either. I used to do radio. And that was fun. I wasn't a good fit in radio. I worked for a Christian radio station, a very family-oriented station. And they set me across a microphone during a share-a-thon, a fundraiser, with a guy. He had written like 1,000 books on parenting, and they thought I would be a good guy to rap with this guy in the air. And while I was there, he started to wax eloquent about parenting, and then he put me on the spot. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to say. He was like, you know, Darren, when Albert Einstein was a boy, everyone looked at him and said, boy, you're a loser. And he grew up to be a great scientist. And when Thomas Edison was a boy, everyone looked at him and said, boy, you're a loser. He grew up to be a great inventor. Darren, what's the moral of the story of Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein? He put me on the spot, and I didn't know what to say, and I just said what came to the top of my head. We should tell our kids they're losers. No. We didn't make our plateau that hour. But it was hard being in radio, because people call in requests and stuff like that, and they lose their minds. They're like, hello, radio station. Yeah, could you play me a song? Sure, what do you want to hear? I don't remember the name of it. Was it a, you know, what was the song about? I think it was about love. I don't think I can help you. Well, like, do you know where I could get a CD of it then? Yeah, call the record store and tell them what you told me. You know, I think I would get into public radio where they play the classical music. I think I would really get into that if their announcers did. Have you ever listened to their announcers? They sound like one step away from death. It's just like the song is ending. Beethoven's Worst Symphony. Symphony number 5, Opus Sapus Canusipus, by the Don's early Lipus. I hate my life. Be sure to join us in our latest promotion if you hear a song by a composer that isn't dead. Be our 7th caller. You win a lifetime supply of Prozac, the official sponsor of public radio.
From a CD entitled Beyond Funny, that's Darren Streblow of Nashville, Tennessee. Get the whole CD that's from at his website, which you'll find a link to on the program homepage, www.sheeplaughscomedyshow.com, along with an archive page where you can catch up on every program ever done. Oh, well, there's my signal to put my foot down and stop this little red wagon. Thanks to my longtime pal John Lahan for his terrific voice contributions, and thanks to you for taking the time out of your busy week to listen. I appreciate it. My parting thought for this time, if you have a long tongue, watch your step. Sooner or later, it'll trip you up. Join us next time on the Sheep Laughs Comedy Show. Until then, keep smiling, because the sheep of the Lord's pastures have a lot to be happy about.
Boy, do I love- Insanity runs in my family. It practically gallops.